Good afternoon and welcome to At the Table. Today my guest is the lovely Philip Markle of the Annoyance Theater. And we are going to be discussing the Annoyance of Chicago, Illinois, and much, much more today on At the Table. Do you find that your work with the Annoyance has made you a lot more flexible improvisation-wise when you're working with other improvisers you haven't worked with other people that haven't been trained at the Annoyance, like when you're on stage with the folks at the Magnet or you go to like some of the mixers at the Pit?
Annoyance is anything goes, and you have to go with the flow no matter what is thrown your way. And that absolutely helps when I'm, you know, getting up and I don't know the person I'm playing with, because anything they do is valid. What the Annoyance really trains you in is to, before you even deal with the other person on stage, and support them and all that good, you know, lovey-dovey jazz, take care of yourself. Be selfish when you walk on stage and make the strongest, most particular choice. Do it from your right brain so you're not, like, analyzing it, but just whatever your body takes you into.
Yeah.
Launch and give yourself that
gift. And that is selfish with the capital S rather than the small s.
Yes, it's a big S for yourself, and it's a big S for your partner.
That's one, yeah. Because if you're being small s selfish, you're not thinking about your partner.
Yes, that's correct. You're only in your own world.
Yeah.
And the Annoyance, you acknowledge your partner. You're going to heighten what they give you. You're going to create a scene where you're supporting each other, but you're going to start by taking a second at the top of the scene to make a strong choice for yourself. It's actually the best thing you can do for your partner. Because if you come on stage and I know who you are just by looking at you, oh my God, it's so much easier to improvise with you. I know who you are.
Right.
Versus us soul searching in the eyes for 3 seconds in dead silence of waiting for something to happen. The Annoyance initiates, and I love
the famous Jimmy Fallon awkward pause.
Sure, yeah.
Talk a little bit about each of the people that are going to be providing the flagship training, Mick, Jody Lennon, whom I'm familiar with from Exit 57.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. She's great. You and the other...
And Connor O'Malley.
And Connor, who's also teaching a speed session for teens.
I'm doing the teen class.
You are.
And Connor, yes, Connor's teaching our adult, what we're calling a teaser. So it's just $30, and it's a way to get introduced to the Annoyance philosophy. It's open to all levels, and it's for people that just want to know what is the Annoyance in a nutshell. Every one of our teachers is an Annoyance ensemble member. So we've done shows at the Annoyance, we've produced, we performed there, we trained there. Jody has been around there for a very, very long time. And she's as kooky as they come, and I got to play a show with her the day, and I just loved her energy. And her workshop's going to be all about going from your body, sort of like I was talking about earlier, to create confident character choices that can be applied to sketches, to impersonations, to auditions, to just making your improv more exciting. Connor's doing that teaser workshop, as am I, which is just going to be an overview of this, like, launching yourself into scenes confidently, Annoyance philosophy. And the goal is to get people really excited by these workshops, and then to take that into 8-week classes that we're looking to launch in January, which will be the full Annoyance curriculum that's taught in Chicago here in Brooklyn.
What drew you to the Annoyance? Did you...
I started taking classes based on the recommendation of someone, and I really do think the Annoyance gets most people by word of mouth. People hear that the training is exceptional, mm-hmm. that it's this out-of-the-box sort of thing where anything goes. And I remember taking my first class and being encouraged to not have to make sense. To not immediately try to justify, put the scene in a box, and control it within, you know, long form, mm-hmm. which is the other thing that I.O. and the theaters here, for the most part, are all about. Long form, where you have to worry about, is this the second beat, and am I calling this back, and heightening this pattern, and where are we, which game is this, is it a scene now? But to just get away from all that and do kick-ass, crazy, bold scene work was the most exciting thing, and not having to make sense, whatever your bright brain threw out. Annoyance will always be, for me, like, the home of my most crazy self. And it's a home. I use that word for a reason. Someone walks on stage and they're acting in an unconventional, crazy way. You don't have to turn to them and say, "Oh, Nana, you need to take your pills. Oh, Bill, you're too drunk again." Where you make their behavior abnormal. What if you just What if they're just that person that does that? And everything they do is completely accepted. And they're just the person that has that weird tick. And you do a scene that's about everything else and what they've initiated with, instead of making them weird. And Mick's big quote is, all improv is, in a nutshell, it's the art of being on stage, having no idea what the fuck you're doing, and being okay
with
it. Oh,
that's perfect for me.
That's Mick's famous quote, and he couldn't be more right.
Yeah.
Improv is the art of being on stage, having no idea what's happening, and being okay with that.
Is there, I know you mentioned the fact that, well, Manhattan has a very well-developed improvisation scene. Is there a desire with Mick and the Annoyance to create that same sort of spirit?
We do feel like we're different than what's being offered out
right.
here, especially as our training is, it's not about the game, it's not about long form, it's about scenic improvisation and strong choices and just making it about
yeah.
that scene that you're doing with the other person at the time. So we do feel like we're very different, and I mean, I have since I've been here in the last month, I've been at the Magnet, I've been at UCB, I've been at the Pit. They could not have been more welcoming and more interested
yeah.
and excited to hear about it, whether it was students, faculty, or even the artistic directors. So there's a real welcoming spirit that I felt out here.
What is the hope of everybody who's involved with the creation of the Annoyance Theater Brooklyn Annex?
What we're offering is our training, which is different, like
right.
I said, than we feel. And, I mean, you get trained at a theater, you carry that training with you, no matter where you perform. It becomes part of the choices that you make on stage. And I couldn't imagine anything better than people taking these classes, getting a different point of view, and then, yes, performing at the Magnet, performing at the Pit, but bringing some of what we do at the Annoyance into their work. I know everything I've learned as a teacher, as an improviser, and an actor is passed down from one other person to me, and then I pass it down to somebody else. And that is, I think, the ultimate goal of us being out here.
So if people want more information about
yes.
Workshops, upcoming workshops.
We've got all of our stuff on New York City on www.theannoyance.com/NYC. Or just go to the Annoyance's website, Google it, go to the classes page. There's a big button at the top that says NYC classes.
Thank you, Philip, for inviting me into your home. And everybody who is maybe listening on Spreaker. This show will be repeated tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock Pacific, 4 p.m. 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Netroots Radio. And you can listen to this rebroadcast at netrootsradio.com, through Netroots Radio on TuneIn. This will also be posted at atthetable.podomatic.com, and will then be available as an iTunes podcast.
Amazing. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. You were wonderful.
You were wonderful, Kelly.
Oh, thank you.